It's November 10th, 6:47 a.m. I'm running very late this morning, in part because I slept last night. There was something going on in my body. I'm not quite sure what. Exhaustion, as the answer, I believe. And yesterday, I fell asleep like three times at my desk. That's including a deliberate nap in an attempt to try to get a little energy going. The day before, I actually took a nap at my desk because I was so groggy all the time. I was sitting there with my fingers on the keyboards, but nothing was happening. There weren't any keys moving, and it was because I was nodding off. One of the difficulties I've got now is that having broken the 50K barrier, finding the energy to move into the 100K, and then beyond that, looking ahead to 200K. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting challenge. So what happened last night was that around 7:30, I don't think it was any later than that, it might have been 8 o'clock, I called it. I just got up and went to bed. I couldn't stay awake. And then because I locked cats out of the bedroom, and my wife did not let them in when she came to bed last night, but we didn't have cats waking me up at 4 a.m. So I didn't get an early morning jump this morning. I've only been up a little more than an hour. Haven't had my coffee, and I need to hurry home so that I can wake people up to make sure that they're moving in time for the day. So yesterday, very, very low number day, 2,600, I think. I broke 60,000, went over the 6-0 mark, not very much, but a little bit. And that was when I said, okay, enough, and put it down. I think once you get to the point where, for me anyway, that I can't even focus my eyes, it's time to put it away. The other thing is that I spent a lot of time yesterday that I should have been writing on my book, writing on forums, answering blog posts, putting in comments here and there, and working with guru.com on cover art to reissue Ravenwood for the cover of the sequel, which I still don't know, and the looking ahead to the third book, and the notion that perhaps what I can do with one of these artists is negotiate a 3-cover deal and save a little bit of money. It's going to be a bit expensive, but I think it's ultimately going to be worth it. I've seen some amazing artists. And looking at my cover for Ravenwood, honestly, it's exactly the right cover. It just doesn't. It's the right picture. It just doesn't have the right feeling. So, yeah, we'll have to deal with that. The other thing that's on the agenda for the day is the thing that I've been promising all week, is that I've got to get that book up and weighed at the post office so I can start mailing these things out for people who want them signed. And I need to get the ebook for sale link live on my website, in my web store, so that people can buy it directly. I know there's at least one person who's waiting very patiently to buy it direct. So the commentary continues to be quite interesting about what I should do when I get this one done. One of the things that after the last couple of days, I really need to focus on is getting this one done so that actually having a second one in line makes sense. I think perhaps the right choice might be just to write Ravenwood 3. Just keep right on going, since I know and am so familiar with the universe as it sits at the moment. And get to the end of this particular section of her journey, and then start writing the last book. That might be the right way to go. And we'll see what happens when we get to the weekend, and whether or not I actually manage to finish this on the weekend and have enough time left in the month to do it. Now, technically, 14 days is Monday. That would be 2 weeks. 15 days is a 30-day month. So as long as I finish by the 15th, which I believe is next Tuesday, the game is still afoot. 200,000 in the month is certainly doable. We'll see what happens. Morning. So we'll see what happens with that. Oh, it's a beautiful morning, I gotta say that. I haven't already. It's quite a lovely day. It's cold. And it's also full moon, so you may have noticed that there was no loud car action in the very beginning of this this podcast episode. We've moved along. And in the quiet time of the walk, coming up on the easterly turn here, my east turn waypoint, looking forward to being able to get a little sun shining on me, because it's quite chilly. It's about 20 degrees here this morning. I'm walking along with my gloves on and my hood up, trying to generate enough body heat to keep from freezing. So, yeah, the artist, guru.com. I get about 13 bids since I put the bid out yesterday, the RFP. And I got an awful lot of artists that I've already been able to say, no, thanks, not what I'm looking for. The collection of choices I had, I was allowed to put in two extra skill sets beyond Illustrator. And only one of them was book cover. Unfortunately, it was child's book cover. And I'm getting a lot of quotes from people who write very delightful, good morning, very delightful children's style illustrations. There's only been a couple. One actually has a fantasy cover that struck me. It's a bit dark, it's a bit heavy for what I want, but obviously a guy who understands. And the picture, the image of the person on it doesn't look like a cartoon. I'm not terribly impressed with the images that have people on them, although it does seem to be that fantasy, much more than science fiction, I think, but fantasy definitely has this picture, image of people. I need to go back and look at a few and see what I think about some of them. George Martin doesn't have them. He's got just his icon. The new covers from Michael Sullivan's book have pictures of people. Whether or not Tanith is an appropriate image, I don't know. I do know a lot of the fantasy femmes and the magic wielders that I see are totally inappropriate. Whether or not I can convince an illustrator to cut down on the surreal. We'll see. We'll see indeed. So 13. One of them from France, one from Argentina, a couple from California. A lot of inappropriate line art. Not a lot of interesting book covers. And I asked for them to, if they've done books, to send me a book cover illustration. And I've got a couple. one of which is actually is pretty decent. Wrong genre, but it was actually pretty decent. One of the things that I look at when I look at their book covers is how, what do they look like? Do they look like, do they look like they were done by somebody who understands font and layout? And while some of the artists have a really nice eye in terms of illustration, their ability to deal with font is lacking. That's one of the things that really, I really think, sets Michael's illustrations apart. He does a very detailed illustration. It's a very beautiful rendition that's not quite photo illustration, but very nearly. But what really sets him apart is his ability to use font and get depth with lighting. And in most cases, what I'm seeing are very flat images, very flat drawings that don't step up off the plane of the screen and won't likewise step off the plane of the page. And that's, if I'm going to get into paying $400, $500 for cover art, I need something that's going to pop off the page. I don't want just another pretty picture. So we'll see. I found a couple of guys. The French group has an artist named Rick Seven, and another guy that I can't remember now is like C. Ang or something. Beautiful, beautiful work. I think if we could figure the framework and get a sense for how to layer this on, I think we have some very interesting ideas coming out of those two people. The Argentinian group, a little too poser-like, a little too artificial-looking when it's not too sketchy looking, too cartoony. I'm looking for a cover that is not necessarily, in fact, not at all, photorealistic. I want something that you look at and think, So we'll see how this works out. I do need three covers. I want the path. I'd like to have Tanith on the path for the first cover. I really like the feel of the current one. If I can get an artist's rendition of that field of view and add Tanith walking away, I don't necessarily want her walking toward. Although that might be an interesting perspective. I did see one, I'll have to go find him again because now I don't remember what his name was. I did see one where there was, had a picture of a guy walking in a very dystopian cityscape with a guitar strung under his arm. But the perspective was not above his shoulder, looking over his shoulder at where he was going. It was from his boot heel. So you saw his back and the heel of his boot, and then this ruined city in front of him from street level. That was quite effective. I rather liked that. He pulled out and given a walking staff instead of a guitar. That actually could have been Tanith. We need to change the background from urban dystopia to dark forest, but still, that might have, that one touched my eye, that one caught me with its possibilities. A lot of them, I look at them and I try not to look at them with, to see, well, you know, would that image do, but would that style work, would that feel right? And I've seen a couple of people who've had some interesting things. I think most of them not. I've actually rejected about 3 of them so far. 3 of the 13, 4 of the 14, and said, no, pretty but not what I'm looking for. I get this thing called premium bid. I'm not quite sure exactly what this bid idea is. They're allowed to give me a premium bid that is supposed to be indicative of how interested they are in doing the work. So the premium bids are people who are very interested and highly motivated, allegedly, because they've used up these bids. It takes one bid to submit a work. I don't know if they accumulate bids over time. I don't exactly know how that side of the calculation works. You have to check that out and see. Because, you know, having somebody who's motivated to do the work is great. It's fine. I got to have somebody who can do the work that I want, and that's really the issue. I think what I need to do is find somebody that looks likely, that has a body of art that I can look at and say, hey, yeah, that's pretty cool. Can you draw me a picture? Can you paint me a cover? And see how that works. If I do that, then there's like 2 or 3 of them right now that I would do that with, I think. I just don't know which one. I really like the idea of the French group, not just the idea, but the fact that some of the stuff that I've seen from that group is just stunning. It's spectacular. I'll probably wind up paying $700 for cover, but I'm pretty sure that what I would get would be a $700 cover. Now, I haven't made that much on that book yet. How many books do I need to sell in order to make $700 back? Yeah, maybe I have. I have to go check my counters. Today is day 10 for the month, so end of day today, I'll know how many books I sold in the first 10 days. It's about, I'm averaging about 15 a day, 16 a day. So, in ebook, the paperback is not, you know, it's like, nobody wants to buy a paperback. It's okay. Don't necessarily want them to buy a paperback. Although I would like it if somebody would buy up this box that's in my cellar, which means I really do have to get that up and get that weighed so I have some idea of what to put in for freight charges. So I made it around, as usual. When I started out, I had no idea what I was going to talk about, and I managed to pretty much talk for the last mile, anyway, if not for the whole trip. I need to unload and reload my podcasts. I've been through pretty much all of them on here, and definitely all the ones that I want to listen to. There's a couple that I started, and I thought, why? So I need to pull those. Today's also trash day. I should get the trash out. I wonder if daughter made it up. Door is open. That's a good sign. I do have to hurry, though, because I need to make sure that wife and other child are both up, and they should have been up about 10 minutes ago. So, I'm here at the back gate. And we'll have to do this another time. I hear tomorrow is another day.